Friday afternoon, but on a Thursday afternoon, yesterday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announcing that shipments of Brazilian beef will happen no more. What will that do to U.S. markets? What does it really mean? Well, let's figure that out with Martinson Ag Risk Management's Randy Martinson. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Mick, how's it going?
Going okay, I guess. Now, if we're a beef producer, should we have more optimism as far as prices goes? You know, we're kind of maybe crimping the market a little bit, or what's going on with this Brazil beef shipment ban?
Well, you know, we should be a little optimistic now. I mean, we've got two things that have happened in right now that we're seeing. I mean, we're going to be looking, well, three things actually that are playing out right now. We've seen a considerable drop in the U.S. beef market, especially the cash side over the last couple of weeks. We're down about $20 in the last 2 weeks. Now, and that's with the reoccurring of the shipments over to China. So China is now starting to take more beef, you know, actually starting to take U.S. beef for the first time in since the BSE days. So we're starting to see a new demand source come into play, which it should be fairly large. The nice flip side of that, we're looking at a decrease in supply coming in with the Brazilian beef starting to end. Now, of course, it was a different category of meat. They're actually looking at it's a little bit lower quality meat that they were bringing into the U.S., but it's stopping the flow of that product coming in, which means that we're now going to start to be able to use some of our excess production to go towards our demand because we're going to take away one demand source. So overall, we should actually see a net reduction in supply, and that should help our markets firm up a little bit.
And it comes on the heels of the announcement of U.S. beef going to China for the first time since, 2003. This also another positive?
That's a big positive because, you know, we're just starting to enter into that market. We're just starting to break into it. But the demand for beef, and especially U.S. good quality beef, is very high. And it's, you know, China is expected to actually overcome. I mean, Japan and Mexico are our two biggest importers of U.S. beef right now. China right now is expected to rival those within a very short period of time because of their strong appetite for U.S. beef.
Will this ban of Brazil beef shipments affect any particular retailer in the U.S.? Do you know where this Brazilian beef, you know, 11% was rejected? This is not the best stuff. Where was it going in the first place?
I think a lot of it was going more towards the fast food restaurants. It was more, you know, the butcher cows, butcher bulls. So it was going into that market, and that's certainly going to help. You know, we right now, currently, the U.S. does not have enough of butcher cows or butcher bulls to feed our fast food market demand. So that's why we bring in quite a bit, but there's tariffs on it. We bring in some from New Zealand. We bring in some from Australia. We bring in some from Brazil. Now, with that out, it's going to put a little bit of strain on that. It might raise the cost of a McDonald's burger, but we might that's the supply that it's basically replacing.
But if we can have better quality beef, I'll pay a couple pennies more. So,
well, and that's exactly what's happening, is that now we're going to start switching some a little better quality to going over to it. So it certainly is going to be, it's nice that we're going to take a supply, you know, take some extra supply that we didn't really need out of our market, and we're actually adding another demand source. That, in the equation, that's got to be good.
All right. And if ranchers can make a little more money on the farm, I'll pay a couple pennies more. Maybe more than a couple pennies more.
So. Well, it certainly is some good news that should hit this market after seeing what's been a pretty rough couple weeks as far as the cattle industry is concerned.
For sure. All righty. Thank you much. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management. How do livestock and grain producers get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 701-205-4200 or catch us on the web at martinsonag.com.
Randy, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Mick.
Will do. Thank you.